Welcome to World War II Chronicles, a weekly tribute to America's fighting men and women in commemoration of the Second World War. These programs are narrated by Ed Herlihy and are based on the news broadcasts of the war period from the recorded sound collection of the National Archives in Washington, D.C.
Soon after the war began, U.S. Army Chief of Staff George Marshall pushed for the creation of a Women's Service Corps.
The House of Representatives is expected tomorrow to open the way for the entry of women into the American Army. With the sanction of the War Department, a bill will be up for consideration to create a Women's Army Auxiliary Corps. Volunteers between the ages of 21 and 45 will be eligible. The Corps would handle Army activities behind the line, clerical work, telephoning, recreation facilities, and so on.
Congress authorized the Women's Army Auxiliary Corps on May 14, 1942.
And now, a story that's absorbing the attention of the women of our nation today, thousands of them. News that in its way is historic, the first enrollment of American women for service in Uncle Sam's Army. In hundreds of cities, they flock to the Army recruiting offices, and early estimates say that 10,000 have enrolled in the hope of getting the 450 positions as officers in the new Women's Army Auxiliary Corps.
The first director of the WAAC was Aveta Culp Hobby. Many members of Congress had mixed feelings about women in the armed forces, and so Hobby was commissioned a colonel, even though she commanded more people than did a combat corps general. Hobby was chief of the Women's Interest Section of the War Department when Marshall selected her to head the WAC.
In Washington, the commander of the newly formed Women's Army Auxiliary Corps begins her duties. A housewife and mother, she will direct an army of 250,000 women. Women who will work behind the lines, relieving more men for combat duty in the field.
The WAC was made a regular branch of the Army in July of 1943 and renamed the Women's Army Corps. By April 1945, the Corps reached a peak strength of over 5,700 officers and 93,000 enlisted women. By war's end, over a quarter of a million women had served their country in the women's branches of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, and Coast Guard. I'm Ed Herlihy. Join me next time for World War II Chronicles.
World War II Chronicles was produced by the American Veterans Center and Radio America in cooperation with the National Archives. To listen to more episodes, subscribe on iTunes or visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org. We need your help to keep the legacy of our World War II generation alive. Visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org to make a donation to support World War II Chronicles and the ongoing work of the American Veterans Center.